The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen. Daf Samech Gimel, Perek HaMocheret HaBayit. Today's daf is being studied in Neshmat Avram Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden. Amen. We are holding on Samech Bet Amud Bet. And we are two dots at the bottom of the daf there, starting from Amar Abba. This sugya discusses over here different terminologies that a person uses when he sells a field, and we're trying to interpret what he means by those terminologies. So the first case is Amar Abba. Palga di ikli ba'ra'a. Palga. Palga bar'a di itli riv'a. Okay, let's start with the Rashbam, just to get us the case. Amar Abba. Reuben v'Shimon shaya lahim sadeh b'shutafut. Alright, Reuben and Shimon are partners on the field. 50-50. U'machar Reuben et chalko li'inish ba'alma. So Reuben's selling his half to somebody else. Well, at least we think he's selling his half. Depends what he says. Vekatav lo ken. He wrote, Palga di itli be'ara'a. He said, the half that I have in the field, Kedomah, what does that mean? Paraphrasing. Hahatsi shiyesh li basadeh. Which means the half that I have in the field, which is really my share. Ani mocher lecha. So the deen is what? Rashbam says, Palga. He gets half. Kedomah, kol hatsi asadeh machar. He sold his whole half. He did not leave for himself anything. Aval im katav lo palga be'ara'a de'itli ani mocher lecha. Then it sounds like half of the field that I have, I'm selling you. That's a quarter, because he only owns half in the first place. So nev'a. Nashbam. Zavin le'rabi asadi denu hatsi halko. Da'aki ka'amar le. Ha'hatsi ani mocher lecha mekarka sheli. Nimsa mechatzi asadeh sheyesh lo machar ahetzi. Dehainu, labia kol asadeh. Okay, so that's between the terminology. You only own half to start off with. So read again inside. Palga di itli be'ara. I'm selling you the half that I have in the field. He only owns half. It means he's selling him half. He's selling him the whole thing. Palga. Palga be'ara di itli, but half of what I have in the field. So that's half of half. Half what's a quarter. Riva. Who said that, Rabbah? Amale Abaye. So Abaye did not see a difference between the two lishonot. May shena hache, umay shena hache. Abaye's contention is, what's the difference? Lema'ase, it's the same. It's the same thing. It always means half. Why? Rashbam. Amale Abaye, may shena hache, ki hechi de palga de itli be'arai palga. Palga be'ara'a de'itli palga. It's the same thing. Why? Da'aki mashma. Palga ani mochel lecha. I'm selling you half. And what is this half from? Be'ha'ara'a. Ve'had the mesayim de'itli. And that what he ends up and says de'itli. Amay de'ka'amar palga. Which means, no matter where you put de'itli, it's like saying the same thing. The half that I have in the land. Or half of the land that I have, it's all the same thing. Palga kama kilomar. Oto hatsi shiyeshli, that half that I said, amati lekalim kor. So according to Abaye, let's see how he learns both statements. The first statement is obvious. Palga di itli be'ara'a, the half that I have in the field, that's all he has is the half, it means he's giving the whole thing, he's giving the half. The second part is, palga be'ara'a, half of the field, right? The itli means the itli palga, because I have half. The itli is not going back on half of the half. But it's been explained like this. Palga bara, I'm selling it half the field. Kama, the itli, because that's what I have. I have half. And therefore I'm selling half. So therefore Abaye says there's no chiluk between the first lashon and the second lashon. Anyway, he told us to Rabba. What was Rabba's reaction?
Ishtik.
He kept quiet. Amar Abaye, ana savri mid ishtik kabule kabla. I thought by the fact he kept quiet, he heard my claim, and he accepted it. Velahi. But I see it's not so. Why? Hazina hanu shtarid din afik mebib mor. I saw shtarot that came out of Rabbah's beddin. V'chtiv behu hache. And it says clearly in the shtarot. Palga di itli be'ara. Palga. Palga be'ara di itli riv'a. Clearly his shtarot show that he never retracted. That he does make a chiluk between the lishonot. Sometimes it's half and sometimes it is a quarter, which means he did not accept Abaye's contention. Okay, so again, machlokot in lishonot. Now we do another one. Ve'amar Rabba.
Rabbi student, right?
Yes. Ve'amar Rabba. Metzar ara'a demina palga. Palga mitzar ara'a demina pesika tetkabin. Okay, what's being said over here? Let's go to Rashbam. Bottom Rashbam. Metzar ara'a, what's metzar ara'a? The border. Demina palga, from there, a half. From the border, a half. I don't know if the case is yet, but we'll see. Palga, the din is he gets half.
Okay.
Reuven, shayalo sadeh, umachal miksato l'shem'on, letzad ma'arav. He sold them part of the field towards the west. Umitzad mizrach, ikev le'atzmo. And on the west, east side, I'm sorry, the east side he kept for himself. Velo pirish kamma machar vekamma shiil le'atzmo. But didn't explain how much of the field he sold and how much he kept for himself. Ela kach katuv. He wrote in the shtar like this. Hametzarim. He wrote the borders. Sade peloni. Shani mocher lepenoni. Mitzad ma'arav. Sade, again I'm reading. Sade peloni shani mocher lepenoni. Mitzad ma'arav. Levi. Levi is the border on the west side. Umitzad mizrach. Ara'ad demine palga hakarka atzma shayali chayashi sheli shahaluka memena zu shemacharti hu metzar mizrahi shela palga machalo dehad kamad demina palga temashma haluka lachatzain. What exactly did he say here? In the Rashbam. Metzar ra'ad imine palga, Reuven shayalo sadeh, umachal miksato l'shem'on letzad ma'arav. Okay, he's selling the west side. Umitzad mizrach, ikev la'atzmo. Velo pirish kama machal vekama shi. He doesn't explain how much he's selling, how much he's keeping. Shiyel la'atzmo, ela kach katav. Ha'metzarim sadeh, ploni shani mochel lepo. The field that I'm selling to so-and-so, metzar ma'arabi levi. Umitzad mizrach, ar'ad demina palga. That's the language that he used. And on the east side, ar'ad demina, from that field, on the east side, half. So, hakarka atzma shisheli, that field that's mine on the east side, shahaluka memena zu, which is separate from the other side, shemachart yu metzad mizrahi shela, palga machar, he sold half load, akamad demina palga, which means he's taking his side on the east, and he's saying, I'm selling from that point, from half. Half that point, so from half that side to the west is owned by this buyer, and the opposite.
So
okay.
Smaller part.
No, he gets half.
Half of the.
He gets from the west all the way to the east side all the way up to half. No. He's not buying the V's property. The V belongs to somebody else.
If he's just a.
He's just giving you a marker. He's giving you a marker. He's telling you, from the V's border, I'm selling you all the way to half my side. So now on his side, from the east, he's giving you, which is basically he's selling him half the field. That's what basically happened. From Levi to the east, eastward, and then the rest of the field belongs to the seller. So he's only selling him half the field. That's what's taking place over here. However, if he tells him, psika, ara'ad dimine psika, That's a different language. Then he's only selling him tit kabin. What does that mean? The minipsika. Mashma sadeh re'uya lefsok mikarka acheret. Dainu l'chol bot tashak kabin. Which means the minimum size of a field that's hashuv to plant is tit kabin. So if he comes along and says, on the west side is Levi, and I'm selling you a piece of field, psika, that's considered, meaning on its own, that has a value, let's say hashuv, then it's tit kabin. Then it's tit kabin, that's selling him half the field. So there's a difference between the word palga and psika. That's the main point. Anyway, amale abaye, maishana hache, umaishana hache. So Abaye did not think that there's a difference between the two, leshonot. Kanir'e Abaye held, it's always half. You always should get that. Psika also means half. Meaning the word psika could also mean lehalok, to split. So they, Abaye didn't make a haluk between palga and psika. So the Gemara says, ishtik. Anyway, he kept quiet. So the Gemara says, velahi. But it's really not so. Why? The Amar Rav Yemar Bar Shelamya Lididi Mefar Sheli Mine De Abaye. He says, I explained Abaye that what Ben Metzar Ara Demina Palga Uben Metzar Ara Demina Psika. Whether he used the Palga Lashon or the Psika Lashon, I Amar Le Ilen Matzranaha. If he added the words and said, these are the borders, palga. Lo amale ilen matzranaha tish'akabin. Which means they explained Abaye that Abaye did not just go on the words psika and palga. Psika and palga, it depends if the guy also, when he sold the field, he said, and these are the borders. Which means if he said the word palga, right? And he didn't say, these are the borders, so that it's only tet kabin. Or if he said psika, and he said, these are the borders, then it is hef. Which is the ikar item is, whether you use psika or palga, no either way. It all depends if he delineated borders. When he delineates borders, there's the west, there's the east, then everybody's giving him hef. But if he doesn't give borders, no matter what he says, it's always going to be the small stroke to Shakabin. Why? Rashbam. I Amar le ilin mitzrana. Mitzad mizrach ar adim ne palga. Mitzad ma'arav. Plori. Vechen olech vechoshev kol ha-mitzarim. Ve'elkach hai ve'ilin mitzrana yitur lashonu. That's the key item. Whenever you say an extra lashon, you can't leave an extra lashon uninterpreted. Anytime a prince says something extra in a sale, so you have to explain he was saying an extra because he meant to include something more. Liyapot koho ulkaman bishmati nami hazren yitur lashon tuba liyapot koho, which is when I say an extra lashon, it's to give him more, to give him extra power. Vaki kamar Abaye le'el mai shena hachi mai shena hachi, which is Abaye meant to tell Rava, there's really no chiluk between psik and psika or palga. Both of them could mean half. What is it really dependent on? If the guy includable, when the guy's adding borders from this side, Levi, from that side, then already he's trying to give him more. So therefore he means to give him half. But if he doesn't say borders, then already he explained the word to mean the minimum value. When he says these are the borders, then even psika means half. When he doesn't say these are the borders, then even palga means less. So that's what he was arguing on Rava. That really the words are synonymous. The way you're going to interpret those words is if he adds extra words in his sale by saying these are the borders, so that means he's trying to give him more, and therefore he gives him half. That's basically the Gemara's understanding. Further. Pshita. Okay, Pashut. We're talking about over here, let's say a guy's giving his nechasim away. He's shimera, he's on his deathbed, he's giving his nechasim away. Amar yahlok ploni benechasai. Ploni should get half my assets. He didn't say the word half, he said yahlok. What does yahlok mean? He should split or divide. What does that mean? Palga. That means half. Okay, yahlok and palga are the same lashon. Okay, so that means half. Tenu. Helek lefloni benechasai. Give a portion. Now he didn't say the word yahlok. He said helek. So how much is helek? My. Well, how do you interpret that? What's the question? Look at the Rashbam. Lefloni ten helek lefloni benechasai ma'u. Mi amrinan hay helek lashon halukahu upalgu kashakil. Do you say that? When you say halik, halik is like haluka, it's half. It's the same thing. Halik, haluka, same lashon, if it gets half. Or halik ha'u li ten ka'amar. Ubda betin taloya davar desha'ir bekam avi halik. Ra'u li ten. Or do you say, no, halik is arbitrary. And therefore betin's got to step in and try to figure out what did he mean when he said halik, like shudad the dayane, exactly. Or do you say, no, halik and yahlok is the same lashon. Terminologies we're discussing it. Amar avina bar kisi, tashema. Netanya, ha'omer, tenu helek lefloni bebor. You tell a guy, he says, give this guy a helek in my bor. He has a bor with water in it, right? So how do you judge such a case? Give a helek to ploni in my bor. It could either mean, give him half the water, or it could mean less, just a shot, just a little amount of water. So what's the Gemara's answer to the question? Sumchus omer. Now stop right there. Sumchus is the famous opinion that holds throughout Shas. Mamon hamutal besafek holkin. Whenever you have money that is safek, you don't know exactly the right amount. Is it less or is it more? The deen is split it. You split it. That's Sumchus. Where others hold hamotzi b'chavero ala v'raya. You want to take money out of me? You're probably giving you nothing. You split it. So in this case of the board over here, he's going to apply his holkin opinion. How? And pachot merabia. You got to give him at least a bit more than a quarter of the water. Why? I'll explain it to you. Because this word helik could either mean half the amount of water. So you have on one side, the most you're going to give him is half. Huh? The least you're going to give him is a small shot. So in between a small shot and a half, what's the deen? Safek. So what do you do? Yahloku. So give him what? A quarter. A little more than a quarter. The shot, a little more than a quarter. So therefore, that's the way. So therefore, it's a safek. We don't know what helik means. Helik, we don't know if it means a half or means less. That's why his deen is gimareva. Right? Half of a half, because that's in between. Now, what the Gemara is going to do is going to give like four more cases, and it's the same principle. We're going to figure out where the border, where the sefik is, the low and the high, and then we're going to say, split it. We're going to give many cases now, but working with the same principles. When it comes to water, we said that the shi'ud of water in helik min abor, helik, that lashon helik can mean half to the other side, the low side, a drop. So in between a drop and a half is a quarter. Mamona mutama safek, holkin. What's the next case? The next case is lehavit. Oh. He comes along and says, in this case over here, instead of, the first case was what? 10 helik leploni bebor. The second was 10 ploni helik bebor lehavit. He throws in the word, give a helik from the bor for a habit. Now habit is a barrel. Oh, so the question is, how much water goes in a barrel? So the Gemara says, en pachot mishiminit. So then already, you give a shiminit. It's a eighth. Why? Because there, the maximum, when you say helik of a habit, helik min a habit can be up to a quarter of the water, or less, a drop, whatever it is, a small amount. So therefore, mamona mutab besefek, holkin. So therefore, the shi'ur that he gets of the water would be an eighth.
Why is helik not a half of the barrel?
Because a barrel is smaller than a bor.
A bor is a specific measurement?
Bor, yeah, when you say helik, that's the water's in the bor.
But there's a certain gallon measurement?
Can it there.
Okay.
Look at the Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam. Rashbam says, bebor. Right there, Rabbam, right before they get white. Shelmai mechun nasim. V'it demuk mele bebor shel yayin. Okay, someone say it's a wine board, but no, it's a water board. Sumchus somar empahot medabia. Sumchus letame demar bepedek shor shenagach tapara. Hatsi nezik lepara v'rbiya lebalad. Mukmin ala begemara libad de sumchus somar mamona mutab esafek. Holkin. V'acham esafkin ala. What's a safek by the board case? Ipalga kamar. או חלק בעלמה, משהו כמר, כגון רביעית הלוג, טריאצוס, רביעית. הלכך אינו למקבל מתנה מן הבור, פחות מרביע. ושמי יותר, משום דעילו אבא מספק לבעין נותן, אם נתן לו פלגה, או לא כלום היה לו ליטול מחצית של פלגה, לא נביע בור. משום אתה בספק חוקים, את הפלגה נמי מוטל בספק, אי אבל, או לא. הלכך ייטול חצייה של פלגה, תהיינו לביע. וכל שכן, השתה, דמסף קלן, אי אי פלגה או רביעית, לא איתו פחות מרביעה. אוקיי, that's the way we explained it. לחבית, look at the next רשב"ם. לחבית, איפה משמונה, כלומר, אם אמר, תנו חלק לפלוני בבור, give a חלק from the board לחבית, כדי למלות חבית. In order to fill a barrel, what are you filling the barrel for? תהיינו להשקות בהמותיו. So it's a small שיעור, just enough to feed the, to drink the animals, to give the animals to drink, ולא להשקות שדותיו. אין פחות משמונה בבור, משום דחצי הבור צריך לחבית. Half the board you need for the barrel. וכי כאמר חלק, when he said חלק of the board, דלמה פלגה דחבית כאמר, maybe he meant half the barrel, דהיינו רביע הבור, או משהו כאמר. הלכך יש לו חצי רביעה, דהיינו אחד משמונה. Right, the חלק is going on the on, right, which means it's going on the חבית. When you say חלק from the בור for a חבית, so חלק of the בור for a חבית is a half. Is a half.
The most you can give him.
The most you can give him is half the water in the בור.
Which is most you can give him is a quarter of the water in the בור.
No, no. That's after Sumchus steps in. What's the maximum you can give him, but what's the two sides?
A quarter and nothing.
You would give him an eighth.
That's what we give him in this case.
Oh, so that's the case, exactly. Which means half the barrel is a quarter of the... let's go to the guy said. The guy said, I'm going to give you a helek from the board for the habit. How much is that the maximum he can give him for that shi'ur? Right, half, because he said halik. So therefore it could be half of the habit. How much is half the habit?
Quarter of the board.
So it's a quarter of the amount of the board. Very good. So therefore, the maximum is a quarter of the amount of the board. The minimum is, whatever, is a small amount, whatever you eat, whatever you want to say. So it's a safek. Did he mean a quarter, or did he mean a little? So give him in between. Give him an eighth. Okay. Now what the Gemara is going to do is going to give another case, which is a smaller shiur. Now next case is the kedera. Okay. Now he says, give me water from the bor, right, for the kedera. Helek for the kedera. For the what's a kedera? For cooking. Right. What's a cook? Okay. Now. How much is that? So en pachot mi yud bet. So that's already 1/12. Why? What's going to be the serum over here? So Rashi, Rashbam, en pachot the kedra tnu chelik leploni bebor. Give him a chelik letaken ma'akalo to fix his food. He wants to cook, make soup, whatever it is. En pachot mi yud bet. Dahainu revia shiura raui lekedera. Mishum dilma palga ka'amar. Again, maybe always means helik means half. And therefore, what's the shi'ud of a kedera? Shi'ud of a kedera is... what's the shi'ud of a kedera?
It's a sixth.
That's the shi'ud of a kedera. But you said helik. So therefore, helik...
Sorry.
No. Kedera is a third.
A third, right.
Kedera is a third. The kedera uses a third of the water of the bor. No, that's how you're going to split it.
That's what the split is.
A third. He said helik is a sixth.
So he said helik of a third. So chelek, normally, if you just would have said, I'll say clearly, give me water for my kedera, that's a third of the bor. That's, we know that already. But he said, give me chelek from that. So chelek means a half of a third. So the most it can be is a sixth. So now you're between a sixth and a small amount. Mamona mutad v'safek, cholkim, so you're a twelfth. Next case. Next case is, there's one more case. Letafiyah. What's tafiyah? Right, it's a cup, a small cup to drink. En pachot meshisha asar. So that's already 1/16. Why? Because normally the shi'ur for the tafiyah is going to be what? Will be... No, will be a quarter. Will be a quarter. But because he said helik, helik from that, so helik is a half of a quarter, which is an eighth. Now, so it's between an eighth and a little. So the shi'ur he gives him is a 16th. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Comes the Gemara. So that's basically my mother. So what do you see from over here? That we have a safek what helik means. So when a guy says, yahloku means give me half my assets. But when he says give me a helik from the assets, that's already a safek, like we see over here, according to the Shitor. New case over here. Ben Levi, Shemachar Sadeh li Yisrael. Okay, easy story. Ben Levi, and the Levi sold the field to the Jew, Yisrael. Amalo amenat shema'asir rishon sheli. I'm selling you the field, but the ma'asir rishon comes to me. He's holding the ma'asir sheni for himself. Ma'asir rishon for himself. The Levi, he's allowed. What's the Gemara's din? Ma'asir rishon shelo. Okay, that's the stipulation he made. He keeps the ma'asir rishon. V'imamar li v'lebanai. But he says, I want for me and my children. I mean, when I die, I want my children to get the ma'asir. Met yitin lebanav. The chadush of this case is that only when he stipulated. If he just said ma'asir rishon comes to me, it only goes to him. If he dies, it doesn't go to the children. But since he stipulated me and the children, it goes to both. V'imamar lo kol zeman she'hasadeh zu biyadecha. But if he said, listen, as long as the field is by you, I want the ma'asir. So the din is like this. Machra, let's say the guy sold it subsequently, behazar v'laka, and then rebought it, en lo alav klum. Reset. Which means, you only have rights to the ma'asir so long as it's coming from the sale. But once already he sold it to somebody else, and then he rebuys it back, that's already now, you undid that stipulation that you had with the Levi. The Levi came along and said, listen, as long as you own the field, I want the ma'asir. Good. So from that sale, he has ma'asir. Once he sells it to somebody else, finished. Even though he bought it right back. The Levi can't say, well, as long as you have the field. No, as long as you had the field from this sale. That's what he meant. Not if you sell to somebody and get it back from that person. When you're buying it back from the other guy, whatever his rights were, you're buying those rights also. So the other guy that bought it, he had rights to give to the master whoever he wanted. So that when you're buying it back, you buy those rights back as well. Good. Another guy has a stammer question. How is it possible for a person to hold the ma'asir for himself? It didn't come into the world yet. Can I buy something that's lo ba'al olam? Guy's a field. Nothing grew yet. So therefore, how can I already say, I'm selling you the field, but I own the, you got to give me the ma'asir. There's nothing here yet of ma'asir yet. Veha amai. En adam makneda vashol ba'al olam. It's lo ba'al olam. You cannot make a kinyan and something that did not come to the world. It's something that's going to happen. But it didn't come out yet. How could you make an acquisition of something that's not here? Gemara says, Kevan de amar le almenat shema'asir rishon sheli. Since he used the language, on the condition, the ma'asir rishon is for me, and a person doesn't say words that have no meaning, so you have to explain his words that they'll be hal. How will it be hal? Shiyure shayre limkom ma'asir. What he means to say is, I'm holding that piece of property that the ma'asir is going to come from, and the property is there. Which means he's holding for, the field is 10 acres, right? So he's coming along and saying, the ma'asir is mine. What he means to say is, 1 acre of that field where the ma'asir is going to grow on, I'm holding that piece for myself. That's not lo ba'al olam. Because the karka is ba'al olam. So we're learning a hadith from over here. When a guy makes a statement in a transaction, he doesn't talk for nothing. you got to interpret his words that they'll have bearing. If you're going to say, no ba'ala olam, that means he's talking nothing. He was wasting his words. When he says, al menat, sheyeshti ma'asir, it's got to be interpreted in a way that it has a that has a hold. What's the way it has a hold? He wants the field itself. Look at the Rashbam. Not one tenth of the field, the part of the field where the ma'asir is going to come from. Right, the karka. Exactly. No, that's how he's getting the ma'asir. Wherever the ma'asir comes from, that field belongs to me. So I own the field where the ma'asir is coming from. So that's ba'ala olam. He's holding back something. He's keeping something for himself. He's making a kinyan on something that's there. Look at the Rashbam. Kevan de'amale al menat kilomar. Kevan de'al tenai machar. Rotzeu shiyitkayem atnai. Hey, listen, it's a guy made a condition. He wants his condition to be hal. De'en adam matne al chinam. A guy doesn't make a condition for nothing. ולדעת כן מחש שיקנה מעשר. He wants the מעשר. ואל כך שייר בידו קרקע הראוי לגדל בה מעשר. וכמי שאמר לו, you know what says if he stole them? שדה שלי אני מוכר לך לאריסות. It's like I'm selling it to the field as a sharecropper. על מנת שתתול תת חלקים. That you get 9 parts. ואני אתול חלק עשירי. Right? Which is he's holding the item for himself. Comes the Gemara and says, oh, once you're telling me this hiddush, Rishlakish has another hiddush from this. He says, Amar Rishlakish, Zotomeret. Now whenever you have a Zotomeret, what does that mean? Once you're telling me this, I can deduce and apply it to another case. Let's see the applicant. Now, what are we going to probably try to apply here? Just on our own. You're telling me a guy doesn't speak for nothing. So when a guy says words, you have to interpret it in a way that it has a meaning. Okay, give me the case. Zot omet hamocher bayit lechavero. A guy sells a house to his friend. Ve'amar lo al menat shediyuta elyona sheli. I'm selling it to you on condition that the roof stays by me. So what's the deen? Diyuta elyona shelo. Oh, that was the condition he makes. The roof begins and stays there. Now wait, if you remember we learned in the Mishnah, he didn't have to say that. Because we learned when you have a roof and it has a fence that's 10 tefachim high, that's a separate entity on its own. So automatically it belongs to him. Which means, even if you would have said, I'm selling you the house, he gets to keep the roof regardless. Why did he have to add, I'm keeping the roof? Even without saying I'm keeping the roof belongs to him. We were talking about there's a wall. Surat HaPeta. So the Gemara says, Lemay Hilcheta. That's the Gemara's question. What's the Hilcheta? I mean, what's the Nafkamina?
In those words.
That you're telling me he gets to keep the roof because he said those words. Hello? Even if he didn't say those words, he gets to keep the roof. Ah, so that's Vida Ma'al. She'im ratza lehotzi bazizin motzi. Ah, bechadush. Of course you can keep the roof. That you don't need this Gemara to tell you to keep that's a Mishnah. But you know what the Hadush? Person doesn't waste his words. If he said that I get to keep the roof, that means must be he was holding something back in the sale of the house. And he was saying, I'm selling you the house, but I still have rights to the courtyard. Meaning, I want to stick zizin, those poles, off the roof, and those poles are going to go into the chatzir. Now, even though normally, when you sell the house in the chatzir, you sold it. You have no rights to stop putting zizin. And you get the roof is yours, but I cannot put zizin on the roof that goes into the guy's chatzir. That's the guy I sold on the chatzir. But since I said something extra, I said, and the roof I'm keeping for myself, pirush, I'm keeping the roof to myself to put zizin that are going to go into your chatzir, which really means I'm really keeping part of the chatzir for myself as well. Just like we said, when the guy says, and the ma'asir is mine, those extra words that he said, must mean he said, and I'm keeping part of the field for myself. So once you say it over there, the shakish says, oh, I'm very good now. So now I can explain this case over here also. Zotomeret, when a guy comes along and buys, sells a house, and he says, but I'm keeping the roof to myself. Hey, a guy doesn't talk for nothing. He didn't have to say, I'm keeping the roof to myself. The roof comes to him, it belongs to him anyway. Oh, must exactly. Must be he's adding to himself that I'm keeping for myself a piece of what I sold you. What chalik am I keeping? The chatzir. not the chatzer proper, but the air rights to the chatzer. That's going to be not. I could put zizin on the roof, even though it's going into the guy's chatzer. Oh, so comes Gemara and says, Rappapa says, no. Rappapa says, that's not what he meant. Rappapa amar, she'im ratza livnot aliyah al gaba boneh. Rappapa, he learns differently. He learns like this. Stam, when I buy to sell the house, I get to keep the roof. But I only get to keep the roof as it is. Let's say something, the roof caves in. That's it. I can't rebuild it. I didn't buy rights to build it forever. I bought it the way I sold you the house. I keep it as is, I keep. Once it breaks, see you later. Oh, so that Papa says, what did he mean by saying, and I keep the roof? He meant to say, forever. Even if it breaks, I can rebuild it, and it's mine. Oh, so the Gemara says, okay. No, not building higher. If it breaks, he can rebuild it. Normally, when we say, I sell you a house, I get to keep the roof, like you said, as is. But if, let's say, there, something caves in or whatever it is, that's it. That's it. I don't have rights to rebuild it again. I bought as is. Hadush over here, what are you saying? And I get to keep the roof. You get to keep the roof. If it comes apart, he can rebuild it again. So now the Gemara says, okay, so we have two pshatim here, by the way. Now, let's just speak outside for a second. I told you there was a Zoto Meret over here. What does Zoto Meret mean? From the case of the Maaser, I could deduce now a case from the house with the roof. Now, according to the Shlakish, I understand the Zoto Meret. It's mamash a correlation. Just like you told me by the Maaser. When he says the Maaser belongs to me, he means he kept a piece of the field to himself. So too, when a guy sells a house and he says the roof is mine, he meant to keep a piece of the Hasid to himself. That's an exact. Yeah, because without that Hiddush, by the way, I would say, hey, listen, when you sell the house, you're selling the Hasid also, you get to keep nothing. No, Kamash Malan from the Zoto Meret, from the case of the Maaser that I learned, that he's holding back a piece by those extra words. So too when he says, and the roof is mine, he means to hold back a piece of the Hasid for himself, not for the air rights. I understand the correlation. But according to Rav Papa, it's a totally different deen. This is a new deen you're teaching me. That when a guy comes along and says, and the roof is mine, he has rights to rebuild it. That's got nothing to do with the case of the house, with the Maaser. What's this automated? I didn't need the case of the Maaser to learn this. This, by the way, the Shbab says, that's from other cases I know that. That's from the Mishnah later on. The rule is, when you don't stipulate, when you do stipulate, The connection between the Maaser makes good sense according to Rav Zvid. When you say something extra, you're holding back something. Nice. But according to Rav Papa, we don't understand the correlation. So Gemara points that out and leaves it in the Kasha. Gemara says, Bishlama le Rav Zvid, Hainu diktani zotomeret. Zotomeret means, now that you told me the case of the Maaser, I could deduce to the case of the house and the roof. What's the connection? I don't need the case of the Maaser for this. This is a different deen. This is a deen that when you say you're keeping the roof, since you said something extra, Pshad, you can rebuild it. That's a new deen. So what's right, Kasha? I don't know why you needed a Zotomeret to learn this deen from there. You could have learned it from other places, other sources to teach me this deen. When it comes to the way that Zavid learned, really, it's a hadush, because I would say, Stam, when I sell you the hatzer and the house, I sold it to you. I kept the roof to myself. It's a hadush that because I said I'm keeping the roof to myself, that I get a piece of the hatzer that you need a source for. So that's why the Shaki said, you know what, from the case of the ma'aser, just like you said, the Levi says, I'm keeping the ma'aser. Oh, how can you keep the ma'aser? Lo ba'al la'olam. Oh, it means you're keeping the field. Oh, so just like you're keeping the field over there, I can say you're keeping a piece of the hatzer. That's already a hadush, Zoto made it. But Shkukutra Papa, you didn't need that case to teach you. He's saying, you're saying an extra word. What are you saying? But the roof is mine. Hey, you don't have to say the roof is mine. Oh, you know what it teaches me? That he can rebuild it. Oh, okay, that's not keeping a piece of the hatzer. That's a different deen that you don't need from the Rav Dini min ahar de'ah. Okay, story. Hay man de mizbin le betal le havre. Guy sells a house to his friend. Afalgav de chatav le umka veruma. Even though he wrote in the shtar, umka veruma. What is omek? Omek means I'm selling you the depths. And ruma means the heights. So with the house comes the depths and the heights. Sarich lemichtavle, he still has to include in the shtar, keni lach mehatehom ara. He has to write, bikone, to the depths of the ground, ve'ad rum rekia, and until the heights of the sky. What exactly are we talking? So let's read the Rashbam here. Rashbam says, Haiman de mezabin lebeta lehavre, umachar lo gam etabor ve'etadut. He also wants to sell him, besides the house, the pit, the well, that's outside. Ve'sarik lo lechtob b'shtar ha'mechirakin. Now, yes, they're right. I'm selling you the well also. Like we learned earlier, when you sell a house, the well doesn't come at the house. The well is a separate item. Even though he wrote in the shtar, Omko verumo. Now, Omko, you could argue, Omko is the Omek. Omek is the things in the ground. The word Omko doesn't include the pit. Lo kana bor vedut. Lo ahani ma shekatav Omka veruma ela lemikni Omko shel bayit. When you write umka, it just includes under the house itself. If a guy sells me a house, so I wrote umka as part of the sale, the seller can't come after, I want to dig a tunnel underneath the house. I didn't sell you the tomb. No, with the house comes a tomb. So when you say umka, it doesn't include wells and pits. It only includes the omek mamash, the goof of the karka, under the house. Kegon gufa karka atzmo. Lahpor tahat karkaita bait. Im yiritze shim lo katav lo havi kanele mistama. Which is, if you just sell a house and you don't say umka, the seller can come along and start digging under the house. I sold you the house proper. I didn't sell you. I want to build a tunnel underneath the house. That's why you have to write umka. Ela areu shel mocher. Lahpor borot shayinu me'arot betahat karkaita bait. Ela shelo yazik lebala bait. So long as it doesn't cause the house to cave in, of course. Now, vegam ahani le lemikne rumya. Now, what's rumya? Rumia is on top. Kegon gag shiyesh lo ma'akeshu gavua yud. Let's say you have a gag. We learned in the Mishnah, a gag that has a ma'akeh of 10 tefachim, that's not included in the house. Because it's a separate entity. When I say I'm selling you the house, it doesn't come with the roof that has a ma'akeh of 10 tefachim, because that's considered a shoot b'fnei atzmo. Unless I say verumia, and I'm selling you the heights, oh, so then already heights comes to include the roof itself. Or for that matter, let's say we didn't have a fence. Who owns all the airspace from the roof all the way up to the Shamayim? When I sell a house, Stam, you have the house and you get the roof. But the airspace, I want to put something in the air rights. Unless I say Rumya, which is the room, I don't get you didn't get air rights. So he says, She'im yiritzel lebnot bone de mistamah lo avi kane lo kayah el areu shel mocher. Not says zizin, he wants to put a ziz up there or whatever it is. Or if not ba'avir, he wants to put something in the avir. Ugon shelo yechbid al beto shelo kayach, aval lemikne bor vedut. Here's the key, which means for the bor and the dut, when you say umka doesn't include a pit, because the pit is a totally different tashmish than the house. It's a different item, even though it's maybe on the property of the house. But umka means underneath the actual house itself. But it's not coming to include these things. Why? She'en tashmishan shavela bayit. Ve'hilkach eno bechlal omko v'rumo shel bayit ve'lo kanile ad dekatavle me'arat tehoma mishuleh atom ad derakia. You have to add those extra words. I'm selling you mishuleh atehom, from the depths of the tehom, of the earth, to the sky. The ahani hay mar'it tehoma. When you use those words, ar'it tehoma lemikne bor vedut. Okay, which is just saying umka, that gets you the karka underneath the house itself. It's part of the house. When you add the extra words mit tehoma, the tehom, that includes bor vedut. Okay.
What about the land around the house, Rabbi?
Oh, that all depends. Whatever the property of the house is, mistamah, if that's part of the house.
But to say also in the land
again, maybe if it's a chatzir, maybe you have to say b'chatzir.
Yeah,
maybe you have to put it. But the house itself, the property, let's say, is bayit, and then you have umka would be what's under the house itself, and then you have this tehom includes the bor. Okay. Now comes the Gemara and says, what's the explanation? Why do you have to do this? My tama, here's the key. Because when you buy a house, it's not automatically given that you get what's underneath the house, the karka underneath the house. So therefore, you have to say unka viruma for what's underneath the house itself and for the roof, and for the air rights on the roof. Ahani umka viruma limikne umka viruma. You need to say umka viruma to be koneh that, which means that's not considered extra. When you say umka viruma, you say, oh, that's extra. He didn't have to say it. No, he did have to say it. Because when you buy a house or sell a house, it's not for granted that you're getting what's underneath the house also, and you're getting all the airspace to the shamayim, unless you speak it out. So therefore, umka viruma settles that issue. The ahani mitehom ara the adrum rikia lemiknia bor vedut. So you need the extra words of tehom to include the bor vedut. So without those words, bor vedut is not included. Umihilot, and mihilot is tunnels, underground tunnels. Good. So whose opinion is that, by the way? That is all said by Ravdimi. Ravdimi from the Hardea. So get the klal again. Umkaviruma is lanyan, the house itself, and then tehoma includes the. But you know what his main principle is? Mistama, when you buy a house, it doesn't include what's underneath, unless, which is unbelievable. Your guy write a start. I'm selling you the house.
That's it.
Buy it. Right, exactly. Now he comes to you. You guys living in the house for whatever, how many years? Guy goes, oh, I want to build a subway underneath the house. I want to build a tunnel.
Right.
Give me a tunnel. It's my house. No, I'm not going to destroy your house. I'm not going to break the foundations or anything. I want to go all the way underneath 30 feet. I want to build a chamber. He has a right. So you got to look back at the start. Oh, the start says umka. Oh, the start says umka. That's sold. Oh, the guy says, I want the board and the dut. He says, no, you wrote tehoma. Tehoma, again, the board and the dut is included as well. So the Gemara says, lema misayile. Let's bring a proof to Ravdimi. From where? From our Mishnah. Mm-hmm. What did it say in the Mishnah? Velo et abor, velo et adut. Afal pi shekatav lo, umka viruma. You don't get the bor and the dut, even though they wrote umka viruma. Now, the isal kadatak bistama kani umka viruma. If you tell me that minastam you get the omek and the rum anyway, lehane umka viruma lemikne bor vedut umehilot. Then let that be superfluous, and the extra word should be konevi bor vedut. From the fact that the Mishnah says when you say umka viruma, you don't get the bor vedut, that means minastam you're not kone umka viruma. That's why you have to speak it out. Right? Umichilot, de lo katavle. I ask, lihane umka viruma lemikne bor vedut umichilot. Right? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara's answer is, de lo katavle. I can learn the case in the Mishnah is, he didn't write umka viruma. And so go back to that line, where it says in the Mishnah, afal pi. Here, Mishnah. Velo et bor, velo et adut. Afa pishe katav lo umka viruma. What do you mean? He did write it. How can you say he didn't write it? So look at the Rashbam. Velo katav le. See, Rashbam is the second or third one from the end. Velo katav lo umka viruma. Hilkach lo kana bor vedut. Aval I katav le kani. Ve afa gav velo katav mear itoma. Look at the Ravdimi. What's the answer? What was really the lashon of the Mishnah? Which means, really, what he's really answering is, really if you wrote umka viruma, could be really, you get the bor. Maybe it's not like Ravdimi. Maybe umka viruma, you get the bor. And I'm case over there that says you don't get the bor, it's talking about where you didn't say umka viruma. Only question is, but it says, ve'lo et abor, ve'lo et adut, af al pi shekatav lo umka viruma. You did write it. So look at the Rashbam. Afal pi. See the Rashbam? Afal pi shekatav lo umka viruma. It's a little above the one we said before. Abor vedut ka'e. Okay, this is talking about abor vedut. Aval gag shesh lo ma'ake, gavu ayud. Okay, we know that already also. V'isla kandak bestama. Afagav shelo katav umka viruma. Kani umka viruma. Imken umka viruma shekatav yutaru. V'tevel lemekne bor vedut. Elav shma mina umka viruma ligufe etzterich. Lemekne umka viruma. Veleka yitul lashon lemekne bor vedut. Al kla ma'ay teoma. Mashani de lo katav le umka viruma. Okay, so you have to change the case. The case is talking about where you didn't write umka viruma. That's why you don't get the bor and the dut. But maybe if you wrote umka viruma, you get the bor and the dut. That's what the answer is. Yeah, it's a do'ak. It's a case you sold it stam. And so it's stam, and he's changing the premise. So Gemara comes along and says, I'm sorry, by the way. It's the Gemara's next question. But it says he wrote it. It's the Gemara's question. He didn't write it, but it says he wrote Umka Viruma. So Gemara says, Hachi Ka'amar, Afal Pishe Lo Katavlo, even though you didn't write it, Kimishe Katav Dame, it's as if you wrote Limikne Umka Viruma, meaning Limikna Bor Vedut Umichilot, I Katav La Umka Viruma Kani, the Lo Katav Lo Kani. Which is the Gemara saying that, Katavlo, which is, even though you didn't write, let's say, Umkaviruma, Kemishi Katav, it's as if you wrote it, Lemikne Umkaviruma, to be Kone, the Omek and the Rum of the Bayit, which means like this. Actually, read the Les Hashbam. He says it clear. Hakikama, Les Hashbam. Hakikama, Afa Pishalo Katavlo, Umkaviruma, Hareu Kemishi Katavlo, Kedel Liknot Umkaviruma, meaning, really, I'll tell you, minastam, you get the bottom of the house. So even though you didn't write umkaviruma, it's like you did write. Because when it comes to the bottom of the house, we're going to be arguing on Avdimi. Really, I'll tell you, that the bottom of the house comes as an automatic. So therefore, haki, come on. Afa pi shelo katavlo, kemo she katavlo legabe umkaviruma of the house. And I'll finish the statement. However, but if you wrote umkaviruma, kani ve'ilo katav lo kani legabe dabor. So therefore, the Gemara is really coming along and answering its original question. Let's review it outside now. Davdibi came along and said, "What? A guy buys a house, minastam, it comes with nothing. It comes with the house proper. What about underneath the house? No, that you have to write umkaviruma. Okay, so when I write umkaviruma, I added another item underneath the house. What about the board? The board doesn't include it. Board, you got to say tehom. Okay, hadush. So the Gemara says, let me bring a ra'ya to Rav Dimi. Oh, what's the ra'ya to Rav Dimi? Because I have a Gemara that says, if you didn't write umkaviruma, you don't get the board. Huh? That's very good. So you see what? That was the lashon of the Gemara, correct? Ve'lo et abor ve'lo et adu. I'm sorry. Afa pish katav lo umkaviruma. Exactly. Even though you wrote umkaviruma, you don't get the book because umkaviruma means the house per se, underneath the house. Very good. You have to write the home. So just writing umkaviruma is not enough. So the Gemara answered, no, that's not a ra'ya, because we're talking about over here. You didn't write it. Minastam, you'll get the you'll get the house. You'll get what's underneath the house. And if you wrote umkaviruma, you even get the board. But this case, you didn't write umkaviruma. But it says you wrote umkaviruma. No, what it means to say is, when it comes to the house itself, even though you didn't write umkaviruma, it's like you did. But when it comes to the board, you have to write it.
The home.
Yeah, no, not the home. Umkaviruma. It's not a proof to Rabdimi. I can tell you the case. You wrote it.
According to this, you don't have to write to home together.
Right. Really, I argue on Rabdimi. No question, no proof to Rabdimi. Really, I'll tell minastam. Not like me. Minastam, you get the omek. Okay? That's why the Gemara is saying, even though you didn't write omek, it's like you did write it, because it's automatic. Minastam, you get the bottom of the house. Oh, but when it comes to bor vedut, there you have to write omek to get the bor. Because if I didn't write omek, you're not getting a bor. So it comes out what? Omek is enough to get the bor. Neged
Ravimi. How do you understand
afal pishu katavla? That what it says, afal pishu, which is Alpha Pish Katavla. No, that's not the house. You have to read it's two parts. That's the second part. The first part is Lo Katavla Hareze Kemoshe Katavla Legabe the house. Okay? And Legabe the board in the dut, it has to be said. So therefore, what it said in the statement over there, Bor Vedut Alpha Pish Katavla, you have to splice it. You have to learn it. It's two different cases. First, the case is talking about lo katavla is like katavla le'anyan, the bottom of the house, because that's minastam you get that. Minastam you get the bottom of the house. That's an automatic. And when it comes to the bor vedut, davka shekatavla. But what are we saying over here? That if you wrote it, you're going to get it. Negev davdimi. Because the Dibi says you have to write two things. You have to write Omek plus Tehom. No, you have no Daya. Look at the bottom Rashbam now. Haki Kama, this answers your question, buddy. The bottom Rashbam. Haki Kama, Alpha Pishukatam. Umkad Viruma. Hare Ukimushkatav, look, Kedelikot Umkad Viruma. But the Mikni Borvedut, Umehilot, Tsarich Lechodvo Beferush, Liot no Yitur Lashon. By the way, what's the pshat when you say Umkad Viruma according to this? Because it's an extra language. Because you didn't have to say anything. Because it comes with it. So what does Umka must be? Come include a bor. That's always how it works. Whenever you have a yitur lashon, it comes to include another item. Lashon the mikni bor vedut da'ay legufa lo sarik the mestva kani Umka v'ruma v'hakimash v'matnitin. This is what you want. Hakimash v'matnitin. Lo etabor velo etadut afal pi shekatav b'shtar v'nitratzelo b'shtar mechira zu Umka v'ruma שערי כתב לו בית זה אני מוכר לך ועומקה ורומה בכלל ביתו אפילו אחי לא קנה בור ודות אליו בכלל ביתו which means אף הפי שכתב לה means not אף מי שכתב לה עומקה ורומה אף הפי שכתב בית you wrote in the start בית so you would say even though you wrote a בית that doesn't include the בור בית includes underneath the house itself. So it means, lo kana et tabor, afa pi shekatav, not umka v'ruma, afa pi shekatav bayit, because minastam, what comes with the house, what's underneath it. Good. And on top. Oh, you want to add the board in? Write umka v'ruma. So you have no ra'aya for avdimi, because avdimi held minastam, you don't get anything. You got to write umka v'ruma. You want the board? You got to put te'uma. So far avdimi is not proven.
ברוך אדוני לעולם, אמן ואמן.